Archbishop Laurie, how did you receive the news of the Pope's resignation, and what stands out for you in his pontificate?
I received the news of the Pope's resignation on the radio. In fact, it was a Monday morning. It had been a very busy weekend, and usually I'm a very early riser. I was still early, but not quite as early as usual. And my clock radio had a newscast on it, and the first report came in. It was unconfirmed, and I thought, could it be? And by then, I was very wide awake. And then, within minutes, the report had been confirmed. And so by then, it was like I had had 3 cups of coffee. So I was up in a flash and went down the hall to my little chapel and knelt down and said a prayer of thanksgiving for Pope Benedict and for his pontificate, for God's blessings for the future, and also, of course, for the process of electing a new pope.
And what stands out for you in his pontificate, Archbishop Laurie?
There are so many things. He was a splendid teacher of the faith, I think a teacher of the faith par excellence. He had a way of bringing to bear the richness of the Church's tradition on all of our contemporary questions. He had a way of weaving together scripture understood as a totality, together with patristic and liturgical sources. And in that way, he let the tradition of our Church speak full-throated to the modern world, while at the same time writing in a way that people could understand and grasp. I never cease to marvel the riches that the Holy Father brought forth from his spiritual and intellectual storehouse. I also think that he was so gentle as our pontiff. I think of how he connected with young people at World Youth Day. He was not a rock star. He was a figure of wisdom. He was one that the young people trusted, and they sensed that he loved them, and they loved him in return. I went to many World Youth Days and saw him on other occasions with young people, and I think that's something that I'll always remember and treasure, and many other things as well, but those would be 2 things that I would remember.